Nancy Simpson, Rick Moore, and, well, you know my favorite time of year is here, garage sailing time. Well, you were gone on Friday. I said, get your junk out in the garage and get that door up. I want to go garage sailing. Some of you did, and I appreciate it.
I had a friend who was she was really good at picking up old furniture and repurposing that stuff.
Sure.
Made a lot of money doing it.
And so I saw a theme this weekend is how this started. It was a boot theme, a boot planter. It wasn't for sale, but it was on somebody's porch and super cute. Boot bird houses.
Yes.
And boot lamps. They looked like they might have been sentimental to somebody at some point, but not no more because they were for sale. But they were really cute too.
A lot of things you can do with old boots.
A lot of things. So we've been talking about repurposing this morning.
I used a piece of rope over the weekend for a belt.
That's repurposing.
Yes, rope. It is. I didn't have any way of carrying my leatherman. You got to have a leatherman when you're out and about.
Well, Billy's theme following you while you're riding.
What the heck?
Good morning, KTTS.
What are you talking about repurposing? You know what you do with a wave runner that you don't have a title for and it isn't no good?
What?
You cut the bottom out of it and you put it on an old riding lawnmower that you don't have a, that doesn't have a good body.
Oh my.
You just cut the bottom out of the wave runner, mount it onto the old to the frame of the lawnmower, and then you got a wave mower.
Wait, I bet that's really mower. Comfortable actually.
It is.
Jeez. That's
well, what
that's
else do you do with a wave runner with no title in Missouri?
That's redneck engineering, that's right there, baby.
That is exactly what that is.